This is RSBNB Update, episode 160, recorded Thursday, July 10th, 2008. Brad's Nappies. Hello everyone, Brad is back this week from his little boat trip in the south coast of France, which was great fun, he tells me. He got a little sunburnt, but he's still with us today, so he's feeling...
Wow, you remembered stuff I told you several days ago.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember that kind of stuff.
Your memory's improving.
And before you lost your camera.
I didn't lose it. I left it somewhere, and I've got to go and get it back. I'm gonna get it back this weekend, so I'll have pictures of me looking sunburned. Just before we continue, I need to go and close my window because I realize it's still wide open and I don't want anyone standing outside listening to me, so bye.
Oh, that would be fun.
No, it wouldn't. It'd be annoying.
Okay, back. If my neighbors ever found out about me co-hosting a RuneScape podcast, I'd become a social pariah.
Oh, remember that one episode in Berlin when the planes kept flying over?
That was annoying, wasn't it? Don't have that here.
You live by an airport.
I live by an airport here as well, actually, but it's a much smaller one, so.
The benefit of living out in the farmland, hey?
It's not farmland, damn it. It's only like 10 minutes to the city. It's like the outskirts, if anything.
See, that's still rural.
Rural. It's rural. That's a hard word to say. Rural. There you go.
You should show me where it is on a map.
What? So you could come and track me down?
No, Creepy gave me his address.
His real address.
Yeah, he did, actually.
Really? I wouldn't give you my real address if you, put a gun to my head. You crazy. Well, actually, if you put a gun to my head, you'd probably be at my home, so you wouldn't need to put a gun to my head asking for my address. That's a stupid thing to say.
Okay, let's go through some RuneScape news. First one being the Jagex store and RuneScape novel.
Oh my god, just when you think they cannot get any worse, they do.
Why?
I'm sorry, a RuneScape novel?
Yeah.
RuneScape novel.
Yeah. It's called Betrayal at Falador, written by T.S. Church. The fantasy epic opens with a discovery of a mysterious woman found close to death within the walls of Falador Castle. Sir Mick and the White Knights are determined to reveal the identity of her attacker, thought to be a monster seen attacking travelers on the Earth's outskirts of Asgarnia. Question is, can the monster be really the blacksmith Doric, newly arrived from Keldegrim?
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, you just went quiet.
Oh, okay.
In the middle of talking.
Oh, that's weird. They had a quote here from Zezima before, actually, and they removed it.
What, do you think he didn't consent to it or something?
Yeah, I think something around like that, but...
Do you think they used his name without his permission?
Yeah, now they say, Paul Gower says, it's such great fun to see familiar details of the RuneScape world being used to concoct this exciting novel.
Of course he's going to say that. He wants you to buy it so he can have another Bentley or another Lamborghini or another Ferrari. He's not going to say it's utter trash.
Will automatically be entered into a competition to win one of 10 signed copies by RuneScape creator Andrew Gower and the author of Betrayal at Falador, T.S. Church.
I'd want a signed copy just so I could ceremonially burn it.
Oh, I'd want a signed copy so I could, put it up on a wall and give it away to somebody on RSBNB who deserves it, you know?
Nobody on RSBNB deserves it. Let's not kid ourselves.
Why not? I'm sure there's people that deserve it. Like you, for example.
Oh, yeah, I deserve it. Give it to me so I can burn it.
Yeah, seeing as this Zezima thing is gone, I really don't think that they got his permission to say that, you know?
That'd be hilarious, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I just don't think that is something that could happen. But anyways, would you buy it?
They didn't. No, I would no, never in a million years. Okay. Even if somebody else was paying, even if somebody else said, you know, here, I'll pay for it, you can have it free, I'd still say, no, I don't want it. Keep it away from me.
Anyways, yes. So, if I can get my character doll, you know, with, like, dress him up in the, what I wear, sure,
oh, you
I'll
said,
buy that.
I still think that's weird. You said that the other week, that you want...
I'd put him up on my desk.
No, I think there's something very wrong with that, Shane. I'm not comfortable with it at all.
Yeah, okay.
Shane wants a little doll of his character. It's very sinister, don't you think? Very, no, it's very
what,
sinister.
You wouldn't want one of you with the top hat?
No, because I look like a cancer patient. Jack Hicks, I tell you what, everything was looking perfect with the update, and then I put on my lovely hat, and oh look, I look like a bloody cancer patient. I just want to say now, before any of you bitch about disrespectful, I've got a brother or whatever who has cancer.
You do?
I have relatives who have...
You have
no,
a,
I'm
you
just
don't,
making...
You don't have a brother.
I'm just saying, people who are going to say this, I have relatives who have cancer, ergo, I'm allowed to joke about it. Piss off.
So who has cancer?
What the hell is this?
Yeah, tell
me. My grandfather. Oh. He has...
What kind?
I think he has cancer of the... I don't like this is terrible. I see him like twice a week and I don't know. He has of the I'm a horrible person. I think it's cancer of the blood or something. No, it's not cancer of the blood.
That's leukemia. It's,
yeah, no, yes, he has leukemia. Sorry, he
okay,
has leukemia.
So that's that then.
I can't believe I didn't know that.
Well, best wishes to Brad's grandfather. How old is he?
Oh, it's not a serious. He's 79 next month actually. But it's not a serious. It's not life threatening at the moment. So.
Oh, that's good. Why don't we send him a recording of this episode?
Because he would think it was weird.
I'm gonna make a note to, let's see, send recording to.
You don't even know his address,
Mr. Woodward.
You don't know his address.
Oh, I can find it. Anyways, yes. Apparently, there's been a little high score update. Even found yourself close, but not close enough to getting on the high scores table. That may change with this week's update, which doubles the number of ranks per skill that can be on the high score. So instead of viewing 1 million, you can now expect to view 2 million.
I thought, you know, to be on the high scores, you just had to have, like, I don't know, 20, like 30 or 40 or something.
It's above 30 and in the top 1 million before, but now 2 million.
Well, it's not difficult, then, is it?
No, it's not. I'm just happy that my mining won't get bumped off for quite some time. Because my mining right now is, let's see, my mining is rank 468,000. So, yeah, it's halfway, no, quarter of the way now. But anyways, next is the guaranteed... Or no, we should take a look at what you thought of the HD update first, yeah.
Because we took a walk this morning.
Yeah, we took a nice little walk, eh?
Well, it was the morning for me. It was very early morning for Shane, because he's a no-lifer. I was overall...
Impressed.
I was impressed overall by the update. It's it does look a lot better. Very impressive that it's just a browser based Java game. And yeah, it looks very good.
That's good. To hear you say something positive.
It's good to hear you say something positive. It doesn't happen a lot. I liked the water in particular, as did mm-hmm. you, I know.
And the desert, that's one of the other areas.
Yeah, I think I like the water more than the desert, but...
Okay. Another area that I like, but we just couldn't go there because I didn't have enough crystals, was the western lands, but going there on full screen, it just looks a whole lot better than it did before, so...
I had one. Why didn't we go again?
Because I only had one charge, so I would have had to go recharge them before we went anywhere else, because otherwise it would have taken a long time to get back there.
Oh, well, screw you.
So Brad likes the update. What would you rate it out of 5, actually?
5.
Okay.
I said a couple of weeks ago, unless they made any serious idiotic mistakes with it, then it would be a 5. And seeing as they didn't make any mistakes with it, it's a 5. I'm going to stick with my word.
Because last week I gave it a 4.
Why did you give it a 4? Why not a 5?
Because there's no windowed mode, and if you click up at the top on the Mac, it kicks you out of full screen.
Oh, I didn't take that into account. Oh, never mind.
And then also, Mike gave it a 4. And
why did Mike give it a 4? Same reason.
There are some issues with Linux, but he got those fixed now. So I'm sure he'll give it a 5 if he was.
Nobody cares about Linux.
Why? It's an open source platform. It's the future.
Your mother's open source.
Okay.
Oh, I cracked myself up.
It's not the future.
Microsoft is the future. Everyone knows that.
And Chief Snake gave it a 3 because the models had issues and whatnot. But it is still beta, so.
Yeah. Wow, you lot are all idiots.
Why?
I gave it a 5. I gave it a 5, and I usually give every other update like a 2 or a 3 at most. So that tells you something, doesn't it? It's a good update.
It is a good update.
So why didn't you mark it as thus? I'm not
I gave it a
you,
4.
Shane.
That's almost
I'm not,
good.
I'm no, Shane. I'm not talking to you for the rest of the show. Anyway, let's continue.
Okay,
oh,
let's
damn it.
Go on to the poll. Guaranteed content poll, Wintumber 2008. But you know what? First it said Christmas 2008. Damn, Jagex changed it. You get all these like liberal free speech people running around saying, not free speech. What's it called? Not freedom of expression?
Freedom of expression, yes.
Freedom of expression. Oh, we can't call it Christmas. That leaves us and Group X out. No, we gotta call it Wintumber. Yeah.
Well, we all know who we're trying to go out of our way to not offend here. And I say they should all go back where they came from. Damn you.
Okay, I don't know who you're referring to, but oh well.
Well, they can stay here, but they can, you know, not interfere with us, those bastards.
Right, whoever you're talking about.
Oh, we all know who I'm talking about, Shane. We all know. Yeah, you do.
Question 1. Which of these Wintumber events would you most like to play?
Wintumber.
Winning is Jack Frost has an evil plan. Can you get to him before he covers the whole RuneScape with ice? 26%.
I think the best one here sounds the one with Abominable Snowman.
Okay. The Abominable Snowman has decided to leave his snowy home in search of new snacks. Can you protect the people of RuneScape from becoming his lunch? 20%. Santa is too ill to deliver presents this year. RuneScape needs a suitable replacement. Can you get the wise old man ready to take his place? 15%. Santa's sleigh has been sabotaged. Can you find a way to get the gifts back from those pesky humbugs and help Santa deliver them on time? 15%. The Wizards of the Wizards Tower are having trouble with their dinner preparation. Can you help them defeat their giant turkey before it tramples Drainer? 13%. You agree to help spread a new tradition of giving out Wintumber monkeys, but the monkeys aren't as sane as they first appear. Can you help stop them from creating total chaos? 11%. Can you believe that?
No, that one sounds very far-fetched.
Yeah. I voted for the sleigh has been sabotaged.
No, I think the one with the Abominable Snowman sounds best.
Okay. Well, it looks like the Jack Frost one will be winning. That one actually sounds second best. And as for what format people want, 43% say Quest, followed by Minigame.
Yes. I think Quest would be best.
Really?
Quest would be best. Quest would be best.
I don't know. I said Minigame, but you know, team event, that would never work on RuneScape. You know why.
No, nobody. Okay? Yeah, I know why.
Anyways, and puzzle, I was going to vote for that, but I figured who wants to do a puzzle on Christmas break?
Some nerds like you. I'm sorry, I just said what we were all thinking.
Question 3. Which of these Wintumber rewards would you most like? 29% say Santa suit.
No.
Why not?
That's stupid. I think we should have a candy cane.
That was going to be my second choice. But
just so I can keep, just so I can say candy cane cane. I want a candy cane cane. Can I have a candy cane cane, please? Hey, look at my candy cane cane. You've got a candy cane cane. I've got a candy cane cane. We've all got
Santa suit. Santa suit, you know?
No, Santa suit.
I already have a Santa hat, so I need something to go with it.
Why would you want to dress up as something that doesn't exist?
Because it's fun.
Oh, sorry, I just ruined the surprise for a lot of people.
It's fun, you know? But a pet reindeer would be interesting as well, but it doesn't do anything. Come on, what did you pick for the reward? Please say Santa suit.
I told you what I picked.
What? Candy cane cane?
Candy cane cane. I want a candy cane cane.
You. Oh, and Wintumbered present. Yeah, right. How many people are going to say that after the Wintumbered tree? Remember that? From 2006? It was the tree that you plant in your player-owned house that looks horrible.
Oh, right. I see.
And a roast turkey, 1%. Wintumber stocking, 467 votes, 0%. 247 votes. Mince pies. What the heck is a mince pie?
Don't know what a mince pie is.
No. I never suggested something with, like, minced meat, but...
A mince pie is a traditional festive British... There we go. Sweet pastry. Usually consumed during the Christmas and New Year period. Mince pies normally have a pastry top, but versions... Okay, in a second. I'll link you a picture. That's what a mince pie looks like.
Oh, interesting. That looks like just a standard pie here.
But it's got mincemeat in it, but it's sweet.
Okay. Okay. Doesn't it, talking about Christmas, just make it want to be that time? Cause
no, it makes me sick because I hate Christmas.
Oh, right. I forgot about that. You're
I hate everything. Did you not forget that?
Yeah,
remember
you're
that?
Like the resident Grinch, aren't you?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, question four for you.
Question number four. I'm staggering out my speech because Firefox is being... there we go. Right. Which of these Wintumber remotes would you most like? Opening a present, being decorated like a Wintumber tree, ho ho ho, Santa laugh, turning to ice, turning into snow and melting. I think turning to ice would be cool.
But that's just like the ancient magic teleport thinger.
Yes, it would be easy for Jagex. You know they couldn't mess it up, but they probably would anyway.
Okay. I voted the Santa laugh so I can have like a full Santa suit.
Oh god, why are you so obsessed with being like Santa? I think it's because you like being around small kids, ergo you're a pedophile.
Okay.
See, I hear no denial, he just laughed.
No, what's he just funny about?
I'm a pedophile. See,
now you
sound
like Michael Jackson.
Shane wants the Santa suit and the Santa laugh so he can impersonate Santa and get small children to do stuff for him.
Yeah, right.
You're right.
I don't know. Opening a present would be nice too, you know?
Yeah, he's backtracking now because he's...
Those are the top two I'd pick.
He's been unearthed as
a
pedophile.
But as for you?
I just said turning into ice and melting.
Oh, you know, fun.
That would go nice with the, what did I suggest for the... Oh, I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know what I'm talking
about. Okay, next one.
If you have taken part in any previous holiday events, which one was your favorite? My favorite was...
Christmas 2005.
Actually, yeah, that...
That was the painting ornaments and making toys with the variety.
I don't think
Christmas
any of those are good, actually. I haven't enjoyed any...
What?
I haven't. They were all crap. Of those were crap.
But that was the best one with, like, the tree and stuff, you know? Remember the tree in Falador and how you had to paint the ornaments and stuff? Then you could walk the marionettes? I don't know. I found that one was my favorite.
It was... They were all terrible, Shane. Oh. No, they were all terrible.
So which one would you pick?
None of the above. They were all terrible.
There's no none of the above.
Well, I'm not picking one.
Oh. You know, this just shows the age of the community. 27% say Halloween 2007, followed by December 2007.
Because that's the only one they can remember.
Yeah, I mean, come on. No, there have been better ones like that. Halloween 2005, this was fun. Insulting zombies to get their heads. Oh, I remember that one. That was good.
I remember that one, yes. That was a big laugh. We all had a big laugh at that one.
Yeah, so I don't know. But I still have to say Christmas 2005.
I'd still have to say none of the above. They all suck ass.
Oh. Anyways, that's the end of the poll this week. Thank you, everyone. And I invite you to look up someone's name and see that it is now officially 2 million in the high scores.
Who?
I don't know, whoever. Which is kind of sad because there's less than like 400,000 farming people ranked.
Nobody cares about farming.
Why not? Mike does. Chief Snake does. Those two were both on last week.
Well, they don't count.
Why not?
Because I said so.
Okay. Moving on to questions now. We got an audio question this week from Ricey19. I hope that's how you say it. Ricey19. That's how you say it, right?
Yes, that is indeed how you say it.
Ricey19. It's about item lending.
Item lending?
Shannon Brad, with the new item lending update coming out, do you think the demand for items such as God Swords will drop simply because you can borrow one from a friend? If so, what do you think will happen to their prices? Thanks, guys. Keep up the good work.
It's good to hear someone different, you know?
Yes, different. Yes, 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 indeed. Yes. Mm.
Okay.
The prices, I don't know. I mean, yes, the prices may drop slightly, but I don't think it'll be anything significant. Because I think if people
want to use a God Sword more than just once, they'll buy it.
Yeah, I think, they're going to buy their own.
Exactly, so I can't see it doing that much. I mean, it's only for 24 hours maximum, they said, or until you log out, which Brad and I have a little bet going here that it's going to be an option that you pick rather than a other kind of war, you know?
No, it's going to be until you log out. I think it will be a set time, but if you log out, it will void it.
Then that would be an and, not an or.
No, it wouldn't be. Look, it works, right? If I said to you, until you know. No, I'm still right. I'm right. I'm always right.
Yeah. So, it wouldn't affect it that much, but maybe just a tad, but nothing so drastic that we'd see them dropping like 20 mil. Not that it's already dropped. I know Mike was telling me last night that the Armadil Godsword is down, Saradome is already down to 80 million, so it's not going to affect it that much.
It's not going to have a big impact.
Exactly. Anyways, thank you for that audio question. Keep them coming, people. You want to send an audio question, they can go to questions@rsbnb.com.
rsbnb.com.
Yes. Okay, next question.
By Christmas, I should have about 500 to 600 pounds, which to my knowledge is about $1,000 to $1,200. Yeah, right. Exchange rate sucks. And I'll be looking for a new desktop. It will be mostly for playing RS, surfing the internet, and doing some homework. What are your suggestions, Skill Pure? Shane?
Well, 500 to 600 pounds, as it doesn't say, is it's for mainly RS surfing and the internet and some homework. If you could invest a bit more money, you know what I would recommend.
No, don't. Do not even consider it.
I would recommend the iMac if you can, but if
no,
not...
Don't.
If not, go with a Dell.
Just get something with a decent amount of RAM. You don't want a too big a graphics card. You don't want something with too big a graphics card because it's just RuneScape.
Yeah, so basically any computer that Dell has would work. But if you can, 500 to 600 pounds, if you can throw in an extra 200 pounds there, that would be the best thing to go for an iMac, because iMac starts at $799.
No, it would be the worst thing ever, and it would be the biggest mistake you ever make in your life, and you would cry yourself to sleep every night.
Do you have a Mac
that you use?
That you use regularly?
No.
Okay, well then, thank you. Shut up.
But, she's getting defensive. I bought a Mac, and I regret it every single day of my life. I cry myself to sleep at night because of it. Don't do it. It's too late for me, but save yourselves. Don't buy Macs. The only people who support Macs are Shane and Warren, who are both idiots. There we go, I said. Everybody knows it.
Oh my god, okay.
Mike, who I think we must say is the most intelligent of us all, is against Max. What does that tell you?
Oh no. If you don't have the extra money, go for a Dell. If not, go for an iMac. You will not regret
no,
it.
No, don't. Just get a Dell.
If you have any more questions about it, send a PM to myself or Warren on the forums. We will be glad to help
no,
you out.
No, send a PM to Mike. Ask
Thank
Mike
you, Skillclear.
He is no. better than Shane. Ask Mike.
No.
Ask Mike. He'll
Thank
give
you.
A straight
Moving
answer.
On. Dear Shane and others, what is the best web browser that is free from Flash?
Firefox, next question.
Yes, Firefox. There's also Opera if you're one of those types who would like extra features, but personally I just find Opera too complicated to
Firefox
use.
Firefox 3.
Yeah, if you haven't already, and you're running Firefox 2 for anyone out there, upgrade to Firefox 3, because every day I see a few on the user agents on the forums who are still on 2. So if you're one of those people, upgrade to 3. It's significantly better than 2, so why not? But yes, Firefox is the one you want to go with. If you're feeling adventurous, you could download Safari, but I would not recommend it for daily browsing, just maybe trying out, but yes. And if you're on Windows Vista, and you can put up with, what's it called? Lapses in standard support, then IE7 is still a viable alternative if you're on Windows.
Just... There was no need for debate beyond use Firefox 3.
Well, you never know in case it doesn't work. Okay, next one.
Next question. Do you have any favorite current television shows? I add current so that Shane doesn't just say Star Trek. I mean, thanks, 99887. Shane?
Current? Star Trek is current.
No current.
Not. Well, nothing As current in... then. Well, current. My two reality shows that I watch are The Apprentice and The Amazing Race.
My two reality shows that I watch?
Otherwise, 24, Heroes, and the Terminator Sarah Connor Chronicles one. Which takes place after Terminator 2, but is on a different timeline than Terminator 3. It's all rather confusing.
So, I don't really watch that much TV. Therefore,
just,
I consider myself
kinda,
better than
kinda
you.
It's kind of sad because you have a big TV
How is
in
that
your room.
Sad? Oh, yeah, I've got a big TV. Ergo, I don't watch it. Actually, no. I probably watch... I watch the news most nights.
Okay,
sometimes
I watch that
family.
Too.
Yeah, that's really a TV show. That isn't really a what?
Family what?
Family Guy, that's a TV show I watch. Oh, that's hilarious.
No,
yeah, it is.
What else?
Family Guy, the news. When it's on, it's currently off. The series is a British political, sort of political quiz show called Have I Got News For You? That's good.
Oh, that sounds interesting.
Nothing else really that I can think of.
Anyways, yes, so that's what Brad watches on TV. It's not that
that's what Brad watches on TV.
He needs to adopt like 24 or something.
No, 24 isn't on any of the channels I have.
That's too bad. There's a 2-hour prequel on November 23rd, and then it starts.
I used to watch Heroes,
January.
But then it got really boring and stupid.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
If you go to jeffchad.org/24.html, he has a countdown.
Okay. A little bit sad.
Okay, thank you, 99887. Next one. Shane, with the new bank tabs coming out, are you going to put separate tabs for your personally just farming and Herblore? Brad, will you make any tabs from Kirby?
What, okay, of course, I'll log on when it's updated to check it out. I wasn't even aware they would do
it. Yeah, it was in behind the scenes. It's an update to the banks that people have wanted for a long time.
Yeah, I know. It's nice that they're doing what people want. It's a shame that they're doing it 2 years after people have asked for it.
Well, you know it takes that long to implement and test.
No, it doesn't.
Sure it does.
No, it doesn't.
Have you ever programmed anything on a big scale?
Yep.
What?
I program the internet.
Right, okay. So, as for me, I'll probably organize it into skill base. Yes, you got one right there. Farming will be one. Herb lore, magic for my runes. Combat for the armory. And then quest items, jewelry, and maybe just a miscellaneous tab, you know? Because there's just a whole bunch of junk in there. I'm not sure what it's for. But anyways, yes. Thank you, Kirby. Next one, Brad.
Next question. I've been listening to the podcast for about a year now, and I just became a member of the site. I was wondering about a few contests. For the signature contest, what programs do you recommend I make them with? I don't know anything about making signatures. My video editing is bad, so I won't be entering the promotional vid contest. So could you give me some tips? I love the show. Keep it going. Also, what is the construction scale that you... Also, what is it in the construction scale that you use to make telly tablets? That question is from Lego Pi or Lego Pi 3?
Yeah, one of the two.
Photoshop, isn't it? For the
Photoshop, PaintShop Pro, Paint if you're really feeling adventurous. Pixel Week, you know? Anything like that. Photoshop Elements is good if you don't have the money for the full Photoshop. Yes. And as for construction skill, that's the Eagle or Demon Lectern. That's mahogany. That'll let you make telly tablets. Anything else
said
on that one? I don't think so. Yeah, enter Sig of the Week. It's Tech Week and there's only one signature so far. I was gonna
so you
enter.
Have a 50% chance of winning if you enter.
No,
you can't enter. You're a judge.
I'm not a judge.
Do you vote, though?
No. I only vote if they ask me to break the tie.
I could vote if I wanted to, but I don't because I have no interest in that.
Anyways, so yes, do that. Thank you. Hello from China. I haven't been able to check out RuneScape HD too much. Just basic things. This leaves me with a question I can't answer, at least not yet. Is RuneScape now able to compete with other high-ish definition games such as WoW and Guild Wars? Also, for wildcard theme question, what is the strangest thing you've ever eaten? After being in China for 1 week and a half, it's still goose feet for me, from PFK99s. Hello, PFK99s, we miss you. But yes. Can it compete now? I'd say so.
No.
Why not?
No way.
Why not?
A browser game will never be able to compete with games like World of Warcraft, Guild Wars, Age of Conan.
I don't
see
why not. Why not?
No,
everything is going to the browser for cloud computing, you know?
Even though I found that pie chart not so long ago, didn't I, that said that RuneScape has the second highest online MMORPG market share.
Yeah.
But even so, that was like 60% to 9%.
So what?
It will
that
never
still
be
counts.
It will never be viewed as a serious competitor for World of Warcraft. Never, never, never.
No, but, I mean, like, compete for people making the decision.
No, it won't. I don't
Why
think...
Not?
No, I... The graphics... I make the argument in this case that graphics are not the be-all and end-all of the game. If RuneScape had much more content, which, you know, given it
it's
does have a lot
there.
Of content... Yeah, no, if it had a lot of content, that would be more important than graphics. World of Warcraft, it doesn't have the best graphics for a CD game. It has quite old graphics. But it has a hell of a lot of content, and they keep adding more and more and more. That's why it's such a popular game. RuneScape will never be able to compete until it has a lot of content, and a lot of high-end content added regularly that don't amount to level 10 quests that require you to talk to one person.
I mean, if you look at it, God Wars last year, it's just going that way. They're waiting for their... From
it's taking
like
them too long.
2005, they're waiting for these players to move up and move into the higher level brackets to make that higher level content. That's what
no,
I say.
No, they aren't. There's plenty of high level players. It will never be a competitor to the more popular MMOs.
But
never.
You can't class. If you're comparing apples to oranges here.
No. Well, no, I'm not, because you're saying. Yes, it's able to compete. So surely you're saying they're similar. Yet when I say no, they aren't able to compete, you're saying no, they're nothing alike.
Well, they're... Yeah, I mean, they're able to compete on the graphical level. But...
No, I still wouldn't agree with that.
The RuneScape graphics are better than the WoW graphics for, like, the textures and whatnot. Granted, the player models
no,
have a bit of...
Not.
Have a few tiny little problems, you know?
Maybe that's because the World of Warcraft world has vast, expansive, open areas with no loading screen.
Well, yeah, that's a engineering problem on the RuneScape end, but that could easily be fixed if they wanted to.
And, no, I still don't think that the RuneScape graphics are better than World of Warcraft graphics.
So, let's boil it down. Why can it not compete?
Because it's a lot. What do you mean, compete on a graphical level or compete on a market share level?
Market share.
Content. Lack of high level content.
But then again, RuneScape is targeted at a different audience.
What? At the low level audience? So as soon as they get high up in the game, they've got nothing to do and they've got to make another character.
No. I mean, like, different audience. Like, not necessarily the. Oh, it's hard to describe. Like, in the early days of computing, there would be your FPS gamers and your Dungeon and Dragon gamers. These are sort of same thing going on here.
Here's the distinct difference between RuneScape and World of Warcraft. RuneScape, the whole game is geared around getting everything to 99, isn't it, right? Besides quests, the whole thing's geared around leveling up. But once you've leveled up and you've got to 99, there is very little to do. Whereas World of Warcraft, on the other hand, is much less geared around achieving the maximum level, which is why getting the maximum level in World of Warcraft isn't much of an achievement at all.
Okay, so
and it's more geared towards things to do once you've got the maximum level.
So what do they to fill in the gaps between when you're leveling up then?
They don't. That's all you do is leveling up. There's stuff to do. I mean, you know.
And that's what you do in RuneScape. But I guess your point is that...
Okay,
once you
so
get to,
what do you do when you've got 99 in everything? Get
you
more
go
XP?
For top rank. Yeah. Yeah, that's what you do.
So, but that's just boring, isn't it? You're just playing for numbers. It's not...
Not if you enjoy it. Like, I enjoy farming, and I already got 99 in it.
I still won't be able to compete.
Oh, I bet it will. You just cannot compare it, because one is a browser-based, the other is an install-based. You can't compare it in that respect. That's comparing apples to oranges. You cannot.
A while ago, you keep comparing it and saying, yeah, they're the same, and then going,
I'm comparing the graphics. But you can't compare the engineering and the content, because you're comparing apples to oranges with the whole browser-based thing.
But you just said it was able to compete and it was just as good.
On the graphical level.
But you just said you aren't able to compare them, so that makes no sense.
You're able to compare them on the graphical level, but you can't compare them on the content or the engineering level. That's what I'm saying.
How come you aren't allowed to compare them on the content? They're both games. If anything, you should be able to...
No, you can't, because one is done in the browser, which is limited by an applet and Java, and the map square issue, and the other one is programmed in like C or something.
That's not a valid reason. You can't say that the browser limits the content, because they've proven they can give high level content with the God Wars Dungeon, Cow Fight Queen, things like that. They just aren't committed to providing high level end
content. They're waiting
content.
For the majority to get there.
No, they've been waiting for what, 3 years? Is it 3 years?
Yeah, to finish Morning's End Part 3.
No, how long has the entire game been out? I can't remember. It's like 7 years?
1999 was the first base.
9 years, right? So they're waiting 9 years for people to level up. No, bullshit.
Well, you got it. Oh, you're like talking to the sun. Moving on.
I think I won that one.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I
what
did.
What is the word? No, you didn't win that one. No.
Oh, yes, Shane.
No.
You couldn't answer any of my points.
No. Yes, I did answer your points. But you cannot. Okay, I'll answer them right now.
Move on. Move on. Forget it.
I am not moving on. I am answering your point.
Oh, God. This is turning into an episode of, I don't know, Jerry Springer. Just move on. Next question.
No, I am answering your point. Which point?
I don't care.
Well, then, I say it can compete on the graphical level, but not from the engineering or applet-based browser level. You cannot compare the two. It's not...
No,
is not equal to an install.
No, but like I... No,
cannot,
if we're arguing...
They cannot, do this higher level power
stuff? If we're arguing over content here, which we were, I made it clear that they have made it clear that they can add high level content. They just aren't. And that is what's holding it back for the main reason, is that there is not much to do when you reach a much higher level.
Well, that is a true point, that there is nothing to do once you reach a high level.
And that's
skill.
What's holding it back as
How
a game.
How is it holding it back? If you like the skill, you're going to do it.
No, because plenty of people will level up a skill, get quite high combat, for example, and then think, wow, what's there for me to do? Oh, wait, nothing.
Bounty Hunter.
And they'll get bored.
Bounty Hunter.
No.
Castle Wars.
Let's just move on, because I think we've beaten this deck.
I win. What's the strangest thing you've eaten?
I think you should put up a poll for this. Who made the better? No, actually, because people will just vote for you because they like you and everybody hates me.
And I can
sorry,
edit the poll, too.
Exactly. Strangest thing I've eaten. I can't think. Strangest thing I've eaten.
Pig's feet.
Pig's trotters, yeah, probably.
Pig's what?
Trotters, they're called, but it is pig's feet, basically.
Okay, yeah, so thank you, Paul, for that energetic
How about you?
Question. I said pig feet.
That's the weirdest thing you've eaten?
Yeah.
Oh, wow, I didn't know you've eaten that.
Yeah.
That's probably my weirdest as well. Or black pudding, congealed pig's blood.
Ugh.
It's nice.
Thank you, Paul. I say it can compete. Just give them just
Oh,
give
for
them
God's
some
sake,
time,
why are we going back to this? I've already beaten you into the ground, you stupid.
Compare a browser-based game versus like. Yeah,
let's just move on, Shane.
It.
Let's just move on. Beating it dead.
It's like you can't compare Unix with Windows. They're two different things, like apples and oranges.
Beaten
you can't.
Beaten it dead. We have beaten it dead. Just stop. Stop.
Hello,
let it go.
Shane and Mike. Oops, I mean Shane and Brad.
Well, he's wishing Mike was here.
That was a slip of my tongue, actually. Will I be considered a noob if I don't buy supplies and get higher than 80 fletching from Ben? Absolutely not.
Because even noobs have high fletching nowadays. It's not like fletching's hard to do.
No, there's over 30,000 people with 99. And every day I see
exactly.
Someone who's so excited because they're going to get the fletching cape. Oh my god, it's an achievement cape. Yay!
I saw like a level 60 today with the fletching cape, and I was like, wow, he has a 99 cape. I was like, oh no, it's fletching. it sort of takes away, doesn't it? If you say, wow, that person has a 99 skill cape, they've got a 90, oh wait, it's fletching. Doesn't matter. Doesn't count.
Yeah, I have
it's crap.
To agree with that. Like, I don't know.
It's like cooking.
The only time you should get fletching or cooking as your first 99 is if it's your favorite skill. I have a problem with people.
Why would
who
it be anyone's
them.
Favorite skill, really?
I don't know. It was my favorite skill for a bit.
Fletching?
Before farming.
Wow, so you cheated on fletching farming as your favorite skill?
It was before farming came out.
So you still cheated on it?
No, I didn't. Anyways, yes. So. Thank you, Ben. Do you listen to classical music? If so, do you have a favorite piece? And do you believe it makes you more intelligent from the Xbox Legacy?
I don't believe it makes you more intelligent. I don't believe what you listen to makes you more intelligent. Even though all these stupid studies, and it's the classical music that makes you intelligent. yeah, but personally, I do like classical music.
I like
my
it
favorite.
Too.
My favorite is probably Ride of the Valkyries by Wagner. You know, the one on Apocalypse Now?
Yes.
I just love... I want that played at my funeral. Ride of the Valkyries.
Really?
Don't you think that... Oh, no. I want another song. Never mind. Go on then. What's yours?
I don't listen to it. I like it. I don't have a favorite piece, and I do believe it makes you more smarter.
More smarter. I do believe it makes you more smarter. Shane proving it.
Smarter, more intelligent.
More smarter. It makes you more smarter. Shane said it himself. It makes you more smarter, Shane said. And Shane is smarter, so he is more smarter than me.
I mean,
so
it just makes sense. There's mathematical resonance in the classical music that the instruments make, so it makes sense your brain will interpret these on a subconscious level and make you smarter, you know? It just makes sense.
There's math Whatever. I don't buy it personally, but then I don't buy a lot of stuff.
Yeah, and you don't listen to it, do you?
Yes, I do. I've just said I listen to it.
Okay, well, why aren't you more smarter then?
Oh, why aren't I more smarter? Perhaps because I don't say things like more smarter.
Give me a break. I just got up an hour ago.
Oh, perhaps that's why you're so tetchy with the whole arguing thing.
Oh, here's a nice question for Shane. For someone training 99 farming and herb lore, example me, I have a couple of questions.
There's a wannabe Shane.
What potion should I make growing my own herbs? Well, if you're growing all your own herbs, do the best you can. So in that case, toad flax. Because I farmed about 500 toad flax, bought the nest, and I made about 800k profit from doing that. So do toad flax if you're going to do that. Bother with trees, yes. If you want to go hardcore, you can go magic palm calquit. Otherwise, just go maple papaya or maple pineapple calquit. Those are always good. So do that for trees. And for making up money loss, you won't lose money if you're farming your own herbs, making your own potions, and doing the maple papaya calquit. You won't lose money with that. So it's a fairly... It's a fairly safe way to go about it. That's from AndyMaster24. Excellent question. I like that question.
Okay.
Makes me want to go do some farming.
Okay, last question. When did you start shaving? How often do you shave?
You first.
I started shaving, it was probably about 15. Maybe a little older. Probably 15, yeah. And I shave. How often do I shave? I like to avoid it whenever I can. I usually only shave if I'm going out
to somewhere important.
No, not important. Like if I'm going out to somewhere, if I'm just like going to see family or friends, I won't shave. But if I'm, you know, going out anywhere, like to the cinema or to a restaurant or anywhere like that, I will shave. If not, I'd generally, I don't let it get too long. I usually probably shave maybe once a week.
Remember that time when you went out with your dad for dinner?
What happened?
They thought you were like his date.
Oh, for God's sake. Why'd you have to bring that up? It's only because I have long hair and they were facing the other way.
All the more reason to cut your hair.
Shut up. Probably if I wanted to keep myself clean shaven all the time, I'd probably have to shave every other day, but I don't.
Okay.
It really annoys me though. Talking of shaving, I actually shaved a couple of hours ago because I was starting to get quite long facial hair on my neck and it was really itching and I hate it when it does that, so I shaved.
Oh. Okay.
Shut up.
As for me, I don't remember what year it was or how many years ago it was, but it's somewhere around grade 11.
So how old was that?
Oh, 15, 16, something there.
Seems to be the buzz age.
Yeah, and even as for now, I don't do it that often, once a week, because I have nowhere. Like you said, if there's somewhere to go, I will. But otherwise, it's not really that big of an issue.
He doesn't need to shave if he's just bumming in his parents' basement playing RuneScape.
Okay, you're doing the same thing except in your room.
I don't play RuneScape, so no, not really.
You're on the site.
Oh wow, I'm on the site. anyway, I hate the curse of facial hair.
Yeah,
I should have that laser surgery you can have when you don't need to shave.
No, that'd be interesting.
Or I should grow a mustache. I might look gay.
You know what they say, people with facial hair are something to hide.
You always say that.
It's true.
No, it's not. It's one of those stupid sayings your grandmother says to you and then you automatically adopt because she's too stupid to think for yourself.
That was from Chief Snake.
That was from Chief Snake. Was that from Chief Snake, Shane? That was from Chief Snake. Was that from Chief Snake, Shane?
It was.
My voice is very high-pitched. I'm not quite sure what I'm saying.
Is your dad home tonight?
Yep.
You want to feel like go like dancing with your little jig that you did on RuneScape?
I am not giving you that clip again because you lost the dancing clip.
I know. I'm happy. Basically, what happened here is I had a hard drive. My data drive crashed or stopped working, and I lost about 10 episodes worth of stuff that wasn't backed up. So it was rather saddening, but I think we lost Brad's dancing clip. I'm not sure. I might still have it. I need to check the backup, see if it was on on the 141 to 150. If not, it's lost.
You don't have it.
Anyways, on to tech news. 1/3 of U.S. residents rip DVDs, which means 1/3 of U.S. residents are breaking the law.
Who cares?
1/3 of customers in the U.S. and consumers in the U.S. and U.K. have made a copy of a DVD in the last 6 months. According to a report from Future Source Consulting, the firm surveyed 3,600 people in the U.S. and 1,700 in the U.K. to discover their home piracy habits. An attempt to pirate paint somewhat an ugly casual copyright infringement, even though a majority of users who make copies are doing so legitimately for personal use. 36% of UK respondents and 32% of US respondents have made a copy of a DVD within the last six months, which Future Source says is an increase from only a quarter of survey respondents in 2007. Residents in the UK who copied DVDs primarily made copies of TV shows, although movie copying dropped between 2007 and 2008, while TV copying went up. You know, this is the whole stupid thing with the DMCA and whatnot, is that if you own something, you're not allowed to make a copy of it to put it onto another device. I just find that barely stupid, you know? Brad?
Yeah,
do you ever copy DVDs and stuff, like for personal use?
No, we're talking about this, and they've got a... This is more about piracy than it is about copying, but they've got a new advertisement on the TV and in the cinemas here. Obviously to try and discourage people from piracy. And all it basically is some guy in an office working, and then all his co-workers start singing this song. And so I think the whole point of it is basically don't pirate DVDs, otherwise people at work will make fun of you.
Really?
What a bullshit. Yeah, that's wow. It. Makes no sense.
That doesn't make sense. And, you know, there's this thing like that people on Digger calling, oh, it's a Canadian DMCA, run, hide. But, like, that's just the problem with Dig. People are so friggin' liberal on there, it's not even funny.
Like, they've all got their heads at Rumpel's ass. He's an asshole.
Yeah, like, these people on Dig don't even completely understand it, and the majority of them probably aren't even Canadian citizens, you know? Like, but the point is that our copyright law that's in the House of Commons right now actually has a clause in it that says you are allowed to take a DVD that you own and transcode it over to another device as long as you still have the original copy. And there's people saying that, no, you're not allowed to do that. Oh, my God. It just annoys me. But it's really not going to be that much of an issue here. I think the copyright law that we have in the House of Commons is actually pretty good. It's not as bad as the DMCA's people make it out to be. It's a good law. But anyways, yes, but I don't know. I just felt I had to say that because I think it's a good law, and it's not me just being partial to the conservative government because I like the conservatives, you know? But
sure it is.
Anyways, no, it's not. Anyways, next one. 5 ways to keep your PC cool on a summer day. A little article I figured I'd throw in here because, well, we don't have much for tech news this week. But first one, don't use a CRT. I don't know anyone who does anymore. Ensure that Intel Speed Setup or AMD Cool and Quiet are functional, which basically means these are pieces of software that adjust the fan speed so that the CPU will stay cooler and use less power. And then you can also turn the clock speeds down either by software or hardware. That's number 2 and number 3, so that it doesn't use as much. And then finally, last thing is just to turn the thing off if you can. Does your computer make lots of heat?
No idea.
Aw, that's too bad. Right now, my CPUs running at 61 degrees, GPU 50, GPU heatsink 54, heatsink A 49, heatsink B 40, enclosure base 30, memory controller 42, memory bank A1 39. So it's not that bad, anyways. So are you going to get an iPhone, Brad?
No. Okay. Why would I? Overpriced piece of crap.
It is actually this time. The iPhone 3G is already out in New Zealand and Australia as of recording this. By the time you're listening, it will be out everywhere else, which is tomorrow in North America and Europe. Lines started a week ago in the Apple Store in New York, which is kind of insane. It's not worth getting in Canada because, like, our data plans are horrific. I showed you that, right? Anyways, yeah, like, for $69, you only got 2 gigabytes of data or something. But now they got a plan, a limited time offer. You get 6 gigabytes for $30 a month. So that's a good plan, but still not unlimited, but it's okay. That's it for tech news this week. On to rats.
You can have the first one.
I'm dying here.
You're dying here. I'm not doing both.
I'll do the second one.
Oh, the second one was the better one. Okay, rants. I swear I'm not going to be able to hold my rage and frustration much longer. I can't get anyone my own level. No one. I see plenty of people my level in fisting ethics, but no, I have to be paired up with 112. I'm 64 combat. Why? Why can't we have a level cap or something? Or even simpler, go with the closest combat level person player thing. You get the point. I'm sick and tired of losing because I am not as skilled. When I run, they snare me, so it isn't all tactics. I know my rant is short, but it's to the point, and please don't be offended by my point of grammar, of which I was letting off some steam in the nicest way I could. Oh, and I was writing this rant my little brother, whom was a year older, kept handing me his dirty nappies from the bin. I'm Scottish,
what?
So some of the words might not be relevant to your language, but I've done my best. Yeah,
What are dirty nappies?
They're what babies shit in.
Oh, really? They call them diapers here.
Yeah, nappies is the English word, and the proper word thus. Yeah.
Nappies. Do you wear nappies?
Shut up. You probably do.
No. Okay, so back to the rant. That is a good point, that if you're over 100, you could get paired up with somebody who's like less than 30 combat, which doesn't really make much sense. I don't know, it's rather unfair in pairing, so I'm not sure how those people are supposed to win, except get higher combat. But I do have to say, if you're the one with higher combat, it is good fun. And as for the whole running around thing, that annoys the heck out of me. Like when people run around the edge and just, ooh, running around, and then like hide and then come out, that annoys me. But anyways, yes, so. This guy has valid points, and I agree with his rant, but I'm really not sure what they can do about it. What do you think?
I don't know, but I mean, it's not as if it's hard to level combat, is it?
No, it's not. Just go to pest control.
Pest control?
No. But yeah, it's not really that hard, but he does have a point, but good rant. Second rant, I'm a clue scroll hunter. I've had over 800 plus of each level clue scroll, and I put an average rate on every 50th to 60th kill, there's a clue scroll dropped. And for ages, it's been very close to true. About 48 to 72 kills drop a clue, so my average is roughly correct. Well, this is my 501st kill counting with no clue scroll. Before the HD update, I killed roughly 30 monsters, not naming which ones, and was expecting about 20 more max kills and over 440 no clue. Could this be a glitch, or have you, Jagex, dropped the rate once more? Yours, Lee Shingley, person's name. It takes a noob to understand a noob. By the way, I've leveled my strength from 78 to 79 and closing in on 80, and leveled my HP once, and my attack in Guthans has gone from 100 to 75 and has dropped by a price of about 380k. Be interesting to know what monster this was on, you know?
Yeah, but I've just got a good old wow maxim for this. Whenever people don't get a drop they want, the response will usually be random loot is random. And I think that's very true. You know, you could kill one, you could get a clue scroll, and you could kill 100 and not get a clue scroll.
Yeah, but it's, there is a... But even for random, there's... what's it called? There's a certain chance of getting a certain random convergence, you know? So, I don't know.
You're
that
a random...
Does seem, that does seem like a glitch to kill over 500 of them and not get a clue. I wonder what it is.
Not really. He could just be exaggerating. He could have killed 10 and not got a clue score and then got really frustrated.
Maybe, because you know how sometimes like time slows down and stuff?
No, I'm just saying he lied through his back teeth.
I know. But anyways, that's beside the point. But yes, random is random. You know, I really do like the way random stuff works. It just seems so much more orderly and in control when something's random than...
Wait a minute, are you saying random things are orderly and in control?
Yeah, they are. Like, random on game, you know?
Okay, that makes no sense.
No, lots of stuff doesn't make sense. Like, the more things change, the more they stay the same. But both people who were on last week understood what it meant. You know? You get it, right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good to know. Anyways, moving on to other things. Goal signature update is live, which is the one where if you create an item goal signature, it will grab that data from the high scores. Or not the high scores, I mean the item prices. And then with that, you can basically create any item you want. So go to the goal signatures, enter your RuneScape name. So let's enter Brad Woodward. What item do you want on RuneScape? Top hat?
Top hat that shows my hair. Seriously.
So you just type it in and then it will filter down. How much money do you currently have?
2 million after buying my top.
Oh, so that's enough anyways. We won't do it for that, but anyways, it's a nice system. Give it a try. And all the designs are like that too, so enjoy. rsbnb.com/RuneScape_goal_signatures. Let's do a bit of a skill of the month update, shall we? This one's skill of the month is mining, which is kind of interesting that so far we're starting to see people level off, and Lance has managed to keep a linear curve for this entire month. He's gained 2.7 million XP so far, whereas second Connor has gained 1.15, and Kelsey, who is in third, has gained 996k. So those guys are starting to level off, whereas Lance is going straight and steady. Lance is going to have 99 mining by the end of the month. And there's a few people who haven't got XP as well. But anyway, so there's the little skill of the month update. But I admire these people for mining because I can't mine. That skill, I just find it so boring. What about you?
Yeah, so boring.
What's your level?
70, I think.
Oh, mine's 65.
You should get 70.
I tried to, but I just couldn't, you know? I don't know why.
Pay a Chinese man to get it for you.
No, that's against the rules, and I banned someone for account trading earlier, which was rather interesting.
Anyway, is that the person who had, like, a level 52 they wanted to sell?
No, that was the person who threatened the site.
Oh, that one who was like, I need the IP. It was funny, he sent a really threatening PM... He sent a really threatening PM to Shane, but at the same time, he sent a really nice one to me, trying to be all sweet and innocent.
No,
as if
but
I was
the
just
threatening
gonna...
one was after I banned his first account for RSGP.
But when did you ban his first account?
After you read that PM.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
So he was an ass anyway.
Anyways, the promotional video contest... Whereas the winner gets the competition rank and come on the show. Basically, what you need to do is you need to make the best promotional
video. I get a vote in this, don't I?
Yes, you do.
If you've entered and you would like to secure my vote, then please add me on MSN and we can discuss possible details. I can and will be bored.
No, you won't.
Yes.
Winner gets the competition rank and to come on the show. So... You make a
providing
video.
You get to come onto the show, providing you can meet our time and date if you can.
Exactly.
Yes.
And if you can't make the time and date, you will be scheduled into the next available time slot, which works with you. So if you can only
so it'll probably
it
be
weekend,
the next week I'm away if you can't
yeah,
do evening.
So if you can't do afternoons on the Thursday or evenings on a Thursday England time, then you'll most likely be doing a show when Brad isn't here. But anyways.
And if you have a problem with that, TS.
TS?
Tough shit.
Oh, okay. So it's best promotional video promoting RSBNB service can be any number of them, RuneWire, forums, what else? Anything. Videos can be sent to myself or Creepy. There's a topic, and you have 1 week left. So get them in. We've only got one so far, so please get them in. We don't want to have somebody win by default. That's just
one. Having one.
Yeah, one. But, yeah, so that's that.
The events crew fails.
No, of course not. How is that an events crew failure?
Because only one person's entered so far.
Oh, please.
Oh, please.
We've had competitions like that where only three have entered before, you know? But anyways,
it just shows the failure of the events crew, doesn't it?
No, not at all. We've had
I will criticize this group to the death because I'm not in it.
Do you want to be in it?
No. You've asked me that before. I told you. I don't want to be in your bloody events crew.
Okay. What have you been up to besides... Oops. What was that? Besides sailing on a boat in south coast of France.
No idea.
We went for a walk. On RuneScape. I'll post a link to that picture in the notes. There's a picture of, like, Brad dancing.
And you dancing.
Yeah, no, I was doing the headbang. But anyways, so that's what I've been doing. RuneWire, some RuneScape, and just general site stuff. Anything you want to highlight?
No, not really.
Okay. Well, I think we're done then. I think so. Unless you have anything else to add? No?
No, I have nothing else.
Okay, thank you. Brad doesn't have anything else to add. So with that said, RSBNB Update 160 is done for Woody at saidbybrad.com.
Don't call me that, dumbass.
RuneWire.com/Shane. See you next week, everyone.